Clases de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Lo que escuchas
to Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Everybody, today we have the blues. I got those salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. The salad, two got the blues, three to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know. What to do? Bring on some salad.
Everybody, yes, welcome once again to the program. How are you doing? We're doing good here. Now then, of course, we have some salad news bits, a couple of news items coming up for you now. We shall be globe-trotting, that's right, going around the world with our news items. That's coming up right now. What else do we have? We have grammar points. Alan Parsons will be here. We shall be reviewing the difference between make and do and have a look at some expressions with make and do. We'll also have a little song there as well. All will become clear. Okay. If we have time, we shall have boost your level. But I'm not sure if we're going to have enough time today, but we have that, you know, on the back burner in La Recámara. On the back burner just in case. Okay. But first of all, salad listeners, don't forget, yes, that tomorrow, which is Saturday, is that right? Today's the 3rd. Yes, tomorrow is Saturday, the 4th of June. I shall be at the Madrid Book Fair. That's for La Feria del Libro. I'll be there in the morning, salad listeners. Okay. In the morning, and I'll be presenting my book, Canciones con Animales en Inglés. Let's have a little bit of music to get us in the mood. So,
monkey was very cheeky and was always trying.
So this is the cheeky monkey, for example, who teaches us who says, let's do this, let's play, okay? So we're there, the Canciones con Animales en Inglés, different animals that teach you English, okay? I'll be there with my book. I'll be there from 10:30 till 12 in the morning, okay? So if you happen to be out in Retiro and you're, you know, going for a walk or jogging, walking your dog, come and say hello. It's Caseta 106. So come along and say hello, salad listeners.
I shouldn't do. Let's paint all over the walls. Let's have a bath and make a waterfall.
Now then, So I'll be there tomorrow. Come and say hello. And we'll be there for the, you know, Gazeta 106. All the Vaughan people will be there. You can go and buy some Vaughan books if you like. Come and say hello any day. We're there all the time during the whole Feria Libre, the book fair. Now let's have, shall we, let's have our conundrum today. Are you ready? Here it is. Copy me, blank, blank, that email, please. That's our conundrum. Copy me, blank, blank, that email, please. What could it be? All you have to do is fill in the blank spaces, salad listeners. Okay? So copy me, blank, blank, that email, please. So we shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. Now it's time for Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, yes, so we shall, yes, at the end of the first half hour, we shall reveal the answer to our conundrum. Okay, so stay tuned for that. But let's have a news item. Are you ready for our headline, salad listeners? Here we go. Shell's Jackdaw gas field given the go-ahead by regulators. Shell's Jackdaw gas field, un campo de gas, a gas field, is given the go-ahead by regulators. So if you remember a jackdaw, we saw this a little while ago, maybe a week or so ago. Un grajo is a jackdaw. But in this case, it's a gas field, yeah, in the North Sea, el Mar Norte. So there's gas in the North Sea and also oil. Okay. So this is a gas field. So Shell, which is the energy company Shell, so Shell's Jackdaw gas field, it's the name of the gas field, has been given the go-ahead by regulators. Okay? So Shell's Jackdaw gas field given go-ahead by regulators. We're going, yes, to Scotland. We're going to close to Aberdeen. Okay, we're going up to Aberdeen in Scotland, in the north of Scotland. We have Simon Hallow in Aberdeen. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, development of a major North Sea gas field has been approved by regulators. The Jackdaw field east of Aberdeen has the potential to produce 6.5% of Britain's gas output.
Okay. So output, producción de gas, gas output, or gas production, we can say. So this gas field, it has the potential to produce 6.5% of Britain's gas output.
Yes, that's right. So the regulator approval comes as the UK government seeks to boost domestic energy output following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, of course. Now, the energy company Shell, their proposals were initially rejected on environmental grounds in October. Now, the UK business minister welcomed the decision, saying, "We're turbocharging renewables and nuclear, but we're also realistic about our energy needs now."
So, of course, yes, renewable energy is the way to go. Okay. So the business minister said, "We're turbocharging renewables, so really pushing, okay, for renewables and nuclear energy, but we're also realistic about our energy needs now, because obviously gas, all kinds of energy, there's a lack of energy at the moment, you know, due to current circumstances."
Yes, the energy minister said, the business minister said, "Let's source more of the gas we need from British waters to protect energy security." Now, under the new plan, Shell plans to start production from the field in the second half of 2025. The oil and gas company said the approval came at a time when the UK energy security is critically required. Now, Shell said it expected to spend £500 million in the UK to develop the new facility.
Yes, so there's gas. Britain can produce gas. They want to push ahead with that. Okay. At a time when the UK energy security is critically required. Now then, so Shell is going to spend £500 million in the UK to develop this new gas facility.
Yes, that's right. So it said the Jackdaw fields should be able to provide gas to 1.4 million British homes, and its carbon emissions should eventually be captured for storage if a large project in Peterhead secures funding. But environmental campaigners have condemned the move. For example, the activist group Greenpeace said it believed the approval could be unlawful and it was considering legal action. So a political campaigner for Greenpeace told me, approving Jackdaw is a desperate and destructive decision from the government and proves there is no long-term plan.
Now, I suppose this is the kind of dichotomy here, you know? What do you do? Obviously, there's an energy shortage. Gas, for example, is required. There is a gas field, you know? However, that might have a negative impact on the environment, you know? So, what's the right decision? So, obviously, there's criticism from Greenpeace, okay? But also the government saying, you know, we need this gas. So, what do you think, salad listeners?
Well, the approval comes as Britain struggles with increasing energy prices in the wake of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine on the 24th of February. So energy independence was a major theme of the UK energy strategy announced by the Prime Minister in early April. So the main focus was investing in renewable and nuclear power. But it also promised new licenses for gas projects in the North Sea, arguing that producing gas in UK waters has a lower carbon footprint than doing so abroad. So it's understood that Shell has changed the way it processes natural gas before it brings it onshore. So the plan had been to vent excess gas at an offshore hub to reduce the corrosive CO2 content in the pipes. So natural gas is methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. And the UK was one of 100 countries that pledged to cut methane gas emissions by 30% over the next 10 years. So, well, there you have it. So Shell's Jackdaw gas field is given the go-ahead by regulators. But, of course, it has its critics as well, Dave. So, yes, difficult times, you know, a difficult decision to make. But, yes, it's also being criticised too. So, yes, here from windy Aberdeen, it's very windy today. And, yes, I'm going to go to a local pub and, you know, maybe have a pint and a sandwich. And, yes, in the meantime, back to the studio.
So he's going to have a pint and a sandwich and a binda. Okay, a pint of ale and a sandwich. I'm not surprised if it's windy in Aberdeen, imagine. So what do you think, salad listeners? You know, should they be producing oil even though it has a negative, you know, impact on the environment? This is the difficult decision to make, the dichotomy, we can say. Yes, we have some more salad news bits. Now then, salad listeners. The world's biggest plant discovered off the Australian coast. Can you believe that? So the world's biggest plant. No? La planta más grande del mundo. When I say a plant, I'm talking about a real plant, you know, that grows. Okay. Okay. You know, not a energy plant or something like that. So it's an actual plant and the organism. So the world's biggest plant has been discovered off the Australian coast. So if I said to you, salad listeners, what's the biggest plant? Okay. You might say maybe a giant redwood, you know, in Northern California, and you can drive a tree, a sequoia. You can drive a tree. Hello. You can drive a car through the tree. So you might think of a huge tree. You ever think of the largest plant? But the world's biggest plant has been discovered off the Australian coast. Off the coast. So maybe the largest plant is not above the ground, but underwater. Okay, we're going over live to Australia. So the world's biggest plant has been discovered off the Australian coast. Who do we have in Australia? Graham Bruce. Graham, can you hear me?
G'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. The largest known plant on Earth, a seagrass roughly three times the size of Manhattan, has been discovered off the coast of Australia.
Okay. So the largest known plant on Earth, a seagrass, okay, so this is a marine plant, a seagrass, roughly three times the size of Manhattan, okay, it's been discovered off the coast of Australia.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Using genetic testing, scientists have determined a large underwater meadow in Western Australia is in fact one plant.
So they discovered like a meadow. So meadow's una pradera, you could say. A pasture or a meadow. So they discovered this meadow, esta pradera, but they've discovered it is in fact one plant. Okay, it's not a meadow after all, it's one plant.
That's right, mate. It's believed to have spread from a single seed over at least 4,500 years ago. Now, the seagrass covers about 200 square kilometres. That's 77 square miles, researchers from the University of Western Australia have said.
Now then, so this plant, or this meadow, if you like, which is in fact one plant, it's believed to have spread from a single seed, una semilla, one seed. Okay, so in this case, una sola semilla, one single seed, over at least 4,500 years ago, salad listeners. Okay, and it covers about 200 square kilometers, and it's really, actually, one plant.
That's right, mate. The team stumbled upon the discovery by accident at Shark Bay, about 800 kilometres north of Perth. It's about 497 miles, mate. They had set out to understand the genetic diversity of the species, also known as ribbonweed, which is commonly found along parts of Australia's coast. Now, researchers collected shoots from across the bay and examined 18,000 genetic markers to create a fingerprint from each sample. Now, they had aimed to discover how many plants made up the meadow.
Okay, so this was kind of by accident. There were researchers, so to do research, investigadores, no, we would say researchers. So researching the, you know, the plant life in off Australia. So basically, they took samples of shoots. So shoots would be like new growth, okay, looking for genetic markers, trying to create a fingerprint, una huella, okay, from each sample, okay? And they wanted to know how many plants made up the meadow, la pradera.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I spoke to the lead researcher who told me, you know, the answer just blew us all away. There was just one. That's it. Just one plant has expanded 180 kilometres in Shark Bay, making it the largest known plant on Earth. Now, the plant is also remarkable for its hardiness, having grown in locations across the bay with wildly variable conditions. So the researcher I spoke to told me it appears to be really resilient, experiencing a wide range of temperatures salinities, plus extreme high light conditions, which together would typically be highly stressful for most plants. Now then, this species generally grows like a lawn at a rate of up to 35 centimetres a year. So it basically grows like a lawn on thestbed. So thestbed, we would say lawn in English, okay? Yeah, so it grows at a rate of up to 35 centimetres per year, okay? Yeah, that's right, that's about 13.7 inches. So this is how researchers estimated it had taken 4,500 years to sprawl to its current size. So it's really incredible, mate. I see. So this is like a lawn thestbed. So it grows at a rate of up to 35 centimetres a year. So they were able to work out by the size, okay, which we saw was, it was 200 square kilometres, I think we saw, which means it would have taken 4,500 years to grow or to sprawl. If something gets massive, it sprawls. It grows to its current size.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So really incredible news. So the world's biggest plant discovered, not in Northern California, mate, but right off the coast of Australia, mate. Just one plant. So, yes, it's just mind-blowing, mate, mind-blowing. So here from beautiful Australia, back to the studio, mate.
Thank you very much, Graham Bruce. What do you think, salad listeners? So, yes, the biggest plant has been discovered, okay, off the coast of Australia. Yes, and it's 200 square kilometres. That's how much it covers. And it's over 4,500 years old. As Graham said, it's mind-blowing. And you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Then, salad listeners, yes. So, you know, gas production increasing in the UK. The world's biggest plant discovered. Very interesting stuff. Now, we're going to have a look at our conundrum in a minute. Well, let's do it now. What was our conundrum? It was, copy me, blank, blank, that email, please. Okay, maybe you've just joined us. So we'll give you, you know, a few seconds to think about that. So copy me blank blank that email, please. What could it be, salad listeners? So copy me in on that email. So in on, copy me in on that email. You're thinking in and on together. Okay. So these are basically two different parts here, let's say. So to copy someone in is poner alguien en copia. Well, copy me in. Ponme en copia. Can you copy me in? And the on refers to the email on that email. Okay. So, to copy someone in on an email. But if you think in and on, but really they're not together, you know, but these are like two parts coming together. If you follow me. Does that make sense? So, to copy someone in on an email. Okay. So copy me in on that email. My boss. Oh, did you read the email about the new project? Yes, the boss copied me in on it. Okay. So copy me in on that email, please. That's our first conundrum, salad listeners. Okay.
Now, we have another conundrum coming up, of course, because we're going to take a short break in a little minute. Now, as I was saying, we'll be at the Madrid Book Fair. Okay, but we're there right now. The Vaughan Stand, Caseta 106, okay, or 106, okay, 106, if you like. So we're there, and I'm going to be there tomorrow morning. So it's Saturday, the 4th of June. I'll be there from 10:30 till 12, salad listeners. So we're going to come down and say hello, I'll have my guitar, play a few songs. You can sing, you know. We're going to have a little chat if you want to. We'll be meeting and greeting there, okay? So, you know, we have activities in our stand for the duration of the Madrid Book Fair. Lots of people are coming down. So, we have, after the break, Grammar Point. We'll be looking at make and do. We'll have another song from the Canciones con Animales en Inglés book, teaching us the difference between make and do. First of all, Alan Parsons will explain the difference. We'll have a look at some different expressions, and we'll listen to a song, okay? Now then, time allowing, we may have Boost Your Level. We have that on the back burner just in case. And of course, we'll have another conundrum coming right up. You're listening to The Salad.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios, si tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Alicante, Barcelona, Bilbao, Valladolid, Valencia, Vigo, Santander, Zaragoza y Madrid. Ven a vernos a cualquiera de nuestras academias de inglés Vaughan. Ven a vernos sin ningún compromiso. Queremos conocerte. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 91-133-5831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
We're back again with the salad. Everybody, yes, we're back. Shall we have another conundrum? Yes, indeed. Are you ready? Our second conundrum today. So, there's just one blank space to fill in, Reynard. Just one today. I'm making it a little bit. I'm going easy on you, we could say. So, print me blank. Oh, no, actually, I was just going to do one. In the end, I added an extra one because I thought one is not enough. That's right. I can't even remember. Because I do these things in my break. So let's have a look. Here's our second conundrum. Print me blank, two copies, blank color, please. Okay. So print me blank, two copies, blank color, please. Now then. So stay tuned. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program, salad listeners. So one more time, print me blank, two copies, blank color, please. Stay tuned for that. Now it's time for this.
Grammar point!
Now then, salad listeners, yes, as promised, we have grammar points and we're looking at make and do. Yes, we should be reviewing make and do, looking at some expressions, you know, with make and do. And we'll be listening to a song, which is The Busy Beaver, okay, from my book, Canciones con Animales en Inglés. We'll be looking at that, and that teaches us the busy beaver is always busy doing and making things. Teaches us expressions with make and do. But, first of all, as opposed to learning from a beaver, I think it's best to learn from our grammar expert first. And then we'll have a song about a beaver, Castor. El Castor Ocupado, the busy beaver. But first of all, we have another busy beaver right here. His name is Alan Parsons. He's our grammar expert. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Hello. Yes, I am a busy beaver. As you know, I'm always busy.
So that's also, if someone's always busy, you can use that expression. He's a busy beaver. Because beavers are always, you know, busy swimming, making dams, doing things all the time. So make and do. Let's look at some expressions. We know the difference, don't we? We can say that to make is to fabricate. Fabricar. Okay? And to do is to perform an action. Realizar una acción. Okay? Generally speaking. So I say, ¿qué haces? What are you doing? Okay? And we've reviewed this before in the program. But we're going to look at some different expressions today because there's a lot of expressions. We're not sure if it's make or do. So today we're going to have a look at some different ones with you. Okay, so that's the main difference. So to make is to fabricate, fabricar. To do is to perform an action, realizar una acción. But Alan's prepared some examples for us. Okay, we have to do our best to translate these into perfect English, selecting make or do, salad listeners. Okay. So, what do you think? Are you ready to play? This is the interactive part of the program, so interact with us here. You have a 50% chance of getting it right, so we're making it easy for you. Okay. So over to you, Alan. Let's have our first example, please.
Yes, that's right. So often, you know, as you said, it's to make, to fabricate, okay? To do, it's to perform an action, to carry out an action. But yes, there are a lot of said expressions using make and do. So let's have a look. I prepared some here. Here's our first one. All right, you ready? No te burles de mí.
No te burles de mí. These are all with make or do, okay? So burlarse de alguien, how can we say that? What do you think? Well, to make fun of someone, literally, hacer diversión de alguien. No hagas diversión de mí, literally. No te burles de mí. So the answer is, don't make fun of me. Don't make fun of me. Stop making fun of me. Deja de burlarte de mí. Okay, so to make fun of someone, burlarse de alguien. Okay, what do you think? Are you ready for another example?
Yes, that's right. Here we go. No pongas excusas.
No pongas excusas. What do you think? Well, to make excuses, so don't make excuses, okay? No pongas excusas. Don't make excuses, salad listeners, okay? Excellent stuff. So to make excuses, that's right. Do you often make excuses, salad listeners? Okay, so to make fun of someone, to make excuses. Let's have another example. Are you ready?
Aprovecha tu tiempo.
Aprovechar. You're thinking to take advantage of. Aprovechar. Okay? Take advantage of your time, but you're thinking, where's the make and do? Well, how else can we say aprovechar? Al máximo. We could say to make the most of. To make the most of, salad listeners. So we could say, make the most of your time. Make the most of your time. Grammar points. So let's keep going. We're having a look at expressions with make and do. Okay, we're putting you to the test. This is the interactive part of the program. Interact with us here. Do your best to translate these into perfect English, selecting make or do. Can we have another one, please, Alan?
That's right. Here we go. Let's see. Da igual.
Da igual. Okay, well, what do you think, salad listeners? We can say it doesn't matter, but using the negative there, so the do there is the auxiliary verb. So thinking maybe that's cheating. It doesn't make any difference. You can also say to make a difference. Okay, if something doesn't make any difference, da igual. It doesn't make any difference. Okay, so you can see some of these are a bit tricky, so very, very useful to learn some of these expressions.
Right, I have some more classic ones here. ¿Quién va a lavar los platos?
Lavar los platos. To wash the dishes? It's possible. Who's going to wash the dishes? You could say that. Or, to do the dishes. Who's going to do the dishes? Okay. Or to do the washing up. Okay. So to do the washing, poner la lavadora, hacer la colada, whatever you want to say, okay? But to do the dishes and to do the washing up, okay? Fregar los platos, okay? Or lavar los platos. So who's going to wash the dishes or do the dishes? In this case, we're using do. But we can also say who's going to do the washing up, salad listeners. Excellent stuff. Are you ready for another one?
Right, another one coming right up. Estás haciendo progresos.
Hacer progresos. What do you think, salad listeners, with do or make? You're making progress, of course. You're making progress. Very good, solid listeners. We're on a roll here. Let's keep going.
No hagas nada.
No hagas nada. So here, I think we can just follow the main rule. Yeah? So what was the main explanation? So it was to make is to fabricate, fabricar. To do is to perform an action or to carry out an action. Realizar una acción. So in this case, no hagas nada. So if you want to think, hacer algo is to do something. So the imperative, no hagas nada, don't do anything. Don't do anything, no hagas nada. Okay, does that make sense? I hope so. Let's have another one.
No hagas tanto ruido.
Hacer ruido. What do you think? Is it to do noise or to make noise? So, don't make so much noise. Tanto. So in general, tanto ruido, so much noise. Okay? Don't make so much noise. So to make noise. Do you like to make noise, salad listeners? Who likes to make noise? Make some noise. Let's have another example.
Right, here we go. Tengo que hacer una elección entre el uno y el otro.
Hacer una elección. Una elección. What do you think? So, elegir is to choose. Hacer una elección. To make a choice. So, I have to make a choice between one or the other. I have to make a choice between one or the other, salad listeners. Okay, good. Let's keep going.
Right, okay, Dave, next one. Voy a hacer una fortuna.
Voy a hacer una fortuna. I'm going to make a fortune. So it's T plus U, tune. I'm going to make a fortune. Yes! I'm going to make a fortune on this new project. Okay. I'm going to make a fortune working on Vaughan Radio. Okay, so to make a fortune. Hacer una fortuna. Okay, let's have another one.
Haz el amor, no la guerra.
Haz el amor, no la guerra. Okay. This one is from Mr. Putin. That's right. Haz el amor, no la guerra. What do you think, salad listeners? This one's for Vladimir. Okay, if you're listening. So, make love, not war. Okay. Vladimir, make love, not war. So some very useful expressions with make and do. As you can see, some of these fit in, okay, the classic explanation between to fabricate, you know, to perform an action. But many of these is just an expression. Why is it make or do? Well, it's an expression, you know. Sometimes literally it sounds better. For example, you know, here, hacer amor, to do the love. No, make love sounds much better. Hacer una fortuna, to do a fortune, to make a fortune. I mean, it sounds better. So sometimes you can use your gut instinct. Which one sounds better if you're not sure? And quite often you're going to be right. Of course, it's best to memorize it and know it and have it in your active vocabulary, of course. Okay, let's keep going a little bit. Okay, let's have a couple more.
Concertemos una cita para el martes.
Okay. Concertar una cita. To make an appointment. So let's make an appointment for Tuesday. Tuesday. Let's make an appointment for Tuesday.
¿Has hecho reservas?
What do you think? Hacer reservas. I mean, you could say to book. Have you booked? Okay. Or to make reservations. Have you made reservations?
Esto no tiene sentido.
Tener sentido. What do you think? To make sense. This doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense, salad listeners.
That's right. La explosión hizo mucho daño a la fachada.
Hacer daño. What do you think? Well, daño? Damage. Damage. So the pronunciation is damage. Hacer daño, to do damage. So the explosion did a lot of damage to la fachada. How do we say fachada? We say facade. En français, le facade. So a facade. Okay. So the explosion did a lot of damage to the facade. What a beautiful facade. Let's have another example. Just a few more left. This is the home straight. La recta final.
Él hace maravillas con muy pocos recursos.
Hacer maravillas, what do you think? You think hacer maravillas, maravillas? Well, how do you say maravilloso in English? Wonderful. Okay. So hacer maravillas, to do wonders. So una maravilla is a wonder. The seven wonders of the world, okay? So to do wonders, hacer maravillas. So he does wonders con muy pocos recursos, with very few resources. Not resources, resources. He does wonders with very few resources.
Hago ejercicios todas las mañanas.
Y yo, hacer ejercicios. So, what do you think, salad listeners? To do exercise. So, he does exercise. No, it's yo hago, is it? I do. Okay, so I do exercise or exercises every morning. I do exercises every morning, salad listeners.
Right, okay, the penultimate one. Haz los quehaceres domésticos.
Los quehaceres domésticos o las tareas domésticas, something like that. What do you think? So it's to do. Okay, so a lot of the stuff that based around the house and stuff like that is to do. We saw to do the dishes, to do the washing, okay? To do the housework, okay? So, ath, it's just do. It's imperative, do the housework. That's right, do the housework. And finally, my favorite.
Yes, this is my favorite. To ath tus deberes.
Can you tell we're teachers? This is our favorite one. Haz tus deberes, salad listeners. Do your homework. Do your homework, salad listeners. So, that's been a review of make and do, many useful expressions. Okay? We saw to make, to fabricate, to do, to perform an action. And Alan's, he's taught us that lesson. He's our grammar expert. But now we have another teacher, which is the Busy Beaver, El Castor Ocupado, the Busy Beaver. So this is a song from the book Canciones con Animales en Inglés. I'll be at the Madrid Book Fair tomorrow, okay, in the morning from 10:30 to 12. Let's have a song from the book. The Busy Beaver teaches us the difference between make and do. Let's have a listen, Tino.
The Busy Beaver is extremely busy all the time and never stops making and doing things. His friends wish he would just slow down from time to time. But that's never going to happen. Oh, I don't mind making plans and I don't mind making dams. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't mind doing dishes and I don't mind making wishes. Oh, yeah. And I don't mind making cakes.
mistakes, but I don't like making mistakes, oh yeah. I don't mind doing housework, but I don't like doing homework, ooh yeah. But I'm too busy making dimes that I don't have time for plans. I'm too busy making dimes that I'm not able to make plans. Oh yeah. But I don't mind making bubbles, oh yeah. I don't mind making noise, and I don't mind making toys, oh yeah. I don't mind doing business, and I like doing my best, oh yeah. But I don't like making lists, and I don't like making promises, oh yeah. But I'm too busy making dimes that I don't have time for plans. I'm too busy making dimes that I'm not able to make plans. Oh, yeah.
Now then, salad listeners. Yes, that was the Busy Beaver with Make and Do. So listen to the song. You can learn the difference between make and do, salad listeners. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, we hope you enjoyed the Busy Beaver, El Castor Ocupado, that teaches us the difference between make and do, salad listeners. Okay, so as we're saying, yes, it's the Madrid Book Fair, Feria Libre, okay? The Vaughan Stand, Caseta 106, okay? 106, 106. So come down and see us, we'll be there every day. We have things organized in the morning and in the afternoon. I'm going to be there tomorrow, which is a Saturday, the 4th of June, in the morning from 10:30 to 12, okay? We sing a few songs from Canciones con Animales en Inglés. I'll be meeting and greeting people, hopefully signing a few copies of the book, okay? And having a chat and, you know, breathing in the atmosphere, drinking in the atmosphere of the book fair, that's right. Now then, salad listeners, I'm going to leave you with another song from the book, which is The Sad Seal. Now, the sad seal, La Foca Triste, teaches us the difference between so and such. So it's so plus adjective, such plus adjective plus noun. So, if you want to learn the difference, just sing the song. Okay, salad listeners, thanks for listening today. Hope to see you tomorrow at the book fair. Okay, 10:30 to 12. Okay, it's at Caseta 106. See you there. Here's the sad seal. The sad seal is often so sad. She moans and groans a lot to express her feelings. Today, along with every other day, is the worst day she's ever had.
I'm such a sad, sad, sad seal. I'm so sad. This is the worst day that I've ever had. I get up, but I'm so down. I wear a frown, and it's bringing me down. One, two, three, four. What am I always crying for? Five, six, seven, eight. I feel so down, and it's not that great. Well, I moan and I groan. I'm on my own. And I wish that I had a home. I cry all the time. I sing this rhyme and I hope that it will be fine. One, two, three, four. What am I always crying for? Five, six, seven, eight. I feel so down and it's not that great. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm so sad. This is the worst day that I've ever had. I get up, but I'm so down. I wear a frown and it's bringing me down.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online.